In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. O heavenly King, Consoler, Spirit of Truth, present in all places and filling all things, the treasury of blessings and the giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. 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 Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, our King and our God, and bow down before him. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us. At a loss for any defense, we sinners offer this prayer to you, the Master. Have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us, for we have put our trust in you. Rise not in anger against us. Remember not our transgressions, but in the depth of your mercy look upon us now, and save us from our enemies. For you are our God, and we are your people. We are all the work of your hands, and we constantly call upon your name. Now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Open the portal of your deep mercy to us who put our trust in you, O Blessed Mother of God, so that we may not perish, but through you may be delivered from adversity. For you are the salvation of the Christian fold. Lord, have mercy. 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 O Lord Almighty, God of our fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and of their descendants, who made heaven and earth with all their adornment, who encompassed the sea with the word of your command, who closed the deep and sealed it with your fearful and glorious name, whose presence all things revere, and before whose power they quake, because the magnificence of your glory is unendurable, and irresistible the wrath of your threat against sinners. The kindness of your promise is both immeasurable and inscrutable, for you are the Lord Most High, compassionate, long-suffering, and most merciful, offering atonement for the evils of all people. You, O Lord, in the abundance of your goodness, promised repentance and forgiveness to those who sinned against you. And in the abundance of your compassion, you decreed repentance for sinners, that they might be saved. Therefore, O Lord, God of the righteous, you appointed repentance, not for the righteous, not for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who did not sin against you, but for me, a sinner, For I committed more sins than there are grains of sand in the sea. My transgressions are multiplied, O Lord. They are multiplied. I am not worthy to look up and see the heights of heaven, because of the multitude of my iniquities, being weighed down by many iron chains, so that I cannot raise my head. And there is no release for me, because I have provoked your anger and have done what is evil in your sight, not doing your will nor keeping your commandments, but setting up my abominations and multiplying offenses. Now I kneel in my heart, beseeching your kindness. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions. I pray and beg you, release me, Lord, release me. Do not destroy me together with my transgressions. Do not keep evils for me in anger forever. Do not condemn me to the depths of the earth. For you are God, the God of the repenting, and in me you will show all your kindness. For unworthy as I am, you will save me according to the abundance of your mercy, and I will praise you continually all the days of my life. For all the hosts of heaven sing your praise, and yours is the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Most Holy Lady, Mother of God, intercede for us sinners. All you heavenly powers, angels, and archangels, intercede for us sinners. Holy Prophet John the Forerunner, Baptist of the Lord Jesus Christ, intercede for us sinners. Glorious saints, apostles, prophets, martyrs, and all you holy ones, intercede for us sinners. You just ones and you God-bearing fathers, you shepherds and doctors of the universe, intercede for us sinners. O Lord, forgive us our sins and have mercy on us. Pause now and examine your conscience to see in what ways you have offended God. The following questions, based upon the Ten Commandments, may be helpful. Have I believed in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Have I been thankful for God's blessings? Have I doubted the Christian faith or the teachings of the Church? Have I made an idol of any person or thing? Have I truly rejected evil? Have I dabbled in horoscopes, fortune tellers, or New Age superstitions? Have I failed to trust in God's mercy? Have I profaned the holy name of God, or spoken disrespectfully of Our Lady, the saints, or of sacred things? Have I neglected my religious instruction, or that of my children and family? Have I cursed anyone or anything, or sworn a false oath? Have I failed to give proper reverence to holy persons and holy things? Have I neglected to attend the divine liturgy on Sundays and feasts? Have I neglected my daily prayers? Have I prayed for others? Have I kept the Lord's Day holy or profaned it by improper conduct? Have I refrained from unnecessary work and unwholesome activities on Sunday? Have I failed to receive Holy Communion regularly or without due preparation? Have I kept the fasts and feasts prescribed by the Church? Have I supported my church according to my means? Have I honored my parents? Have I done my duty toward my family? Have I been wanting in love or kindness to them? Have I neglected them or failed to help them? Have I watched over my children and the company they keep, the books they read, the entertainments they engage in? Was I careful myself to give them good example? Have I worked for my employers honestly and diligently? Have I treated those who work for me with justice and fairness? Have I been guilty of hatred or vengefulness? Have I injured anyone by word or deed? Have I desired or hastened the death of anyone? Have I respected the sanctity of life from conception to natural death? Have I done anything to shorten my own life or someone else's by unhealthy acts or intemperate living? Have I persistently refused to forgive anyone? Have I in any way encouraged anyone to sin or to break the laws of the Church? Have I willfully entertained impure thoughts or desires, or committed any impure actions? Have I read or viewed immoral literature, websites, or pornography? Have I used obscene language? Did I abuse the marriage rights? Have I been immodest in my dress or conversation, so as to be an occasion of sin for others? Have I chosen bad companions or frequented unwholesome places? Have I led others to commit sinful acts? Have I taken any property belonging to others or kept anything that did not belong to me? Have I neglected to help the poor or needy when I could have done so? Have I deceived anyone in business transactions? Have I purposely failed to pay my just debts? Have I been honest and upright in word and deed? Have I given false testimony against anyone or condemned anyone? Have I gossiped about anyone or harmed the reputation of others? Have I revealed the hidden faults of my neighbors? Have I told lies, added to or subtracted from the truth, or concealed the truth? Have I betrayed anyone or been unfaithful to any trust confided in me? Have I coveted what others have? Have I been jealous of the good fortune of others? Have I wished for things God has not given me and been discontented with my lot? Have I damaged or destroyed the property of others? Have I hoped for the downfall of another so that I might gain by it? Have I been stingy or failed to be gracious and generous to anyone? Was my last confession a good one? Was my contrition sincere? Is there anything that troubles me that might be a sin? Is there anything about which I would like to talk with my confessor? Am I truly sorry for my sins? Do I really intend to avoid my sins in the future? Behold, O Christ God, I now stand before you in the presence of your holy angels, as if I were standing before your fearful and just judgment seat, awaiting your sentence and rendering an account of all my evil deeds. Behold, I bow my head and lay before you my sins and my wickedness, and I confess them and reveal them. O Lord, look down upon my humble condition and forgive me all my transgressions. Behold, O Lord, my offenses exceed in number the hairs of my head. What evil have I not done? What sin have I not committed? What wickedness have I not imagined with my mind? Have I not sinned through pride, vainglory, slander, idle speech, unkind laughter, intemperance, hatred, envy, selfishness, ambition, and falsehood? Have I not sinned through all my senses and defiled all my members? Have I not been a slave to Satan? O Lord, I know well that my iniquities are so deep that they have reached over my head, but I also know that the greatness of your compassion is immeasurable, and that the mercy of your great goodness is beyond words. Therefore, O most wonderful King, O most loving Lord, show forth your mercies in me, a sinner. Manifest in me the might of your goodness and the power of your loving kindness, and receive me who turn to you. Receive me as you received the prodigal son, the thief, and the sinful woman. But, O Lord, in your displeasure rebuke me not. Have mercy on me, for though I am weak, I am still your creature. You have established your fear in me, and yet I have done evil in your sight. Against you alone have I sinned. But I beseech you, enter not into judgment against your servant. O Lord my God, I put my trust in you. If there is any hope of salvation for me, be my Savior. And according to your great goodness and mercy, absolve, remit, and forgive all my sins. For my soul is full of trouble, and if I am left to myself, there is for me no hope of salvation. O you who are the God of penitence and the Savior of sinners, save me for mercy's sake. Where sin has abounded, let your grace abound all the more, so that I may send up glory to you and to your eternal Father and to your all-holy good and life-giving Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.